Google is dropping the hammer on the most annoying ads online. But what's more important, not being annoyed or privacy?
Advertising doesn't have to be so creepy. It can be a better experience.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Today is the day that Google Chrome's built-in ad blocker will start blocking the worst ads online, like pop-ups and autoplay and screen takeover ads. But even worse than ads might be ad trackers, the invisible bits of code littered on every site you visit that follow you around, collect your data, and use it to target ads to you. Blocking ads doesn't block trackers, and Chrome doesn't either. So we're taking a deeper look at this ad story in our quality assurance segment. Casey Oppenheim is co-founder and CEO of the privacy software company Disconnect. I asked him if consumers know how much they're being tracked online.
When you say, do they know? Well, I think what you're asking is, do they know they're being tracked in all these ways? And I think the answer is clearly no. And the truth of the matter is that I've been focused on this issue for a long time, many years, and I don't know. It's a little bit of a black box. All of this information is being collected about you, and it's being aggregated. So one company is collecting, you know, certain bits and pieces of your browsing history. Another company is collecting your location history. Another company is collecting your offline purchase history. And then all of those companies are selling that information to each other and putting together, a really detailed profile of what I'm doing when I'm online. What happens with that information long term is anybody's guess. Does that impact me 20 years from now? Does it impact my children? Decisions that are made about their health and, you know, insurance and jobs and college? I honestly don't know.
Well, and it's been pointed out to me that it's also important to kind of monitor the evolution of online advertising that results from more widespread ad blocking. If showing you an ad, displaying an ad to you is no longer profitable, doesn't that incentivize companies to then turn toward data to make up that revenue and potentially increase the amount of tracking that happens and privacy invasion that happens?
You know, I think that there's a path forward where advertising doesn't have to be so creepy. It can be a better experience. And Google's dealing with the performance aspect of that, getting rid of some of these ads that are unappealing to consumers and turning them off. But I think there's another more important aspect, which is privacy. People need to understand what is happening with their data, and they need to be able to have a choice and control over what happens with their information.
Well, and Google and Facebook do a lot of tracking, right? I mean, do you think that either of those companies are going to be ready to go a step farther and, you know, step in on that too?
I really don't. I think that their business is as close to 100% ad-driven as you can imagine, and it's all based on user data. You know, their ability to turn that down is really limited because they're publicly traded companies, and if their stock price slips because they decided to do things more privacy-friendly, you know, I just don't think they're in a position to do that.
Are they in a position to let consumers know, though? You know, I mean, at what point is the responsibility to just like give us a heads up and let us opt in or out?
I think they absolutely have a responsibility to do that, Molly. And I also think that they're 100% capable of creating a great user experience around that. The question is, can they do all that and make more money? And can they continue the growth trajectory that they're on? And I don't know if that's the case. So I think that presents a really big opportunity for other players in the digital ad space to do something different and to disrupt the market.
That's Casey Oppenheim from the privacy software company Disconnect. Now, turning off ad trackers can protect your privacy, but of course, it can also mean you get ads that are way less relevant to you. So even browsers that do block ad tracking don't turn it on by default. Because let's be honest, ads are what make free content online possible. The question is balance and how much you know what's happening when you surf. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.